Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, The Big Flower Fight is a new television series in the style of the Great British Bake Off, but with a focus on the craft of floral design instead of baking. The show challenges 10 pairs of amateur gardeners to create spectacular large-scale flower installations for a chance to design their own sculpture at London's Royal Botanic Gardens. And on the very day that garden centres around the country got the go-ahead to open up again, the first series of the show was released on Netflix, and that was on the 18th of May. So a pair of Irish landscape architects, that's Declan Cooney and Owen Reardon Fernandez, competed in the show, and they're on the line now to tell us all about their flower fighting experience, if I can call it that. Declan and Owen, you're very welcome. Let's find out about your flower fighting experience. How did you guys become a team, first of all? I mean, the two of you together, how did you get involved in the show as well?
Actually, someone I work with at Body and Soul and Electric Picnic sent me a link just saying, I thought of you. And it's one of those things where you're looking at things, sitting in the van going, will I bother filling this in? Like, is anything some of these things? And then I went, Beckett Show, just go for it. And I got a phone call a couple of hours later from, I suppose, the cast, one of the casting members, and said they'd love to do an interview with me. And then I suppose, I had to cajole Declan into joining up with me. And then I suppose the rest is history, you know?
And how did the two of you meet? Declan and Owen, were you in college together?
Yeah, we met in UCD studying landscape architecture over 10 years ago now. And we kind of just started doing small things together, talking about work while we were in the studio together. And then over the last few years, we've kind of partnered in a lot of projects.
And Owen, like, what do you work on then? Like, is it residential, commercial landscaping?
Yeah, we'd work on lots of different things. So mainly, I suppose, residential. But then we would have done some projects as a landscape architect with for Galway Hospital, different things, different urban interventions for International Parking Day. I've worked with the Temple Bar Company and Dublin City Council. So varies to lots of different little things. So little small design features for urban settings, and then onto like small landscape gardens for private.
All right, so look, hold on a second. You were well able then and well up for this, but obviously you didn't think you were necessarily going to be picked. So the show itself, The Great British Bake Off, is not it. It's The Big Flower Fight. Just tell me, like, you know, how does the show actually work? Is it a bit like The Great British Bake Off?
I wouldn't have watched too much of competition TV and reality TV.
Neither would I.
100% sure of how that format was going to work, but I believe it's somewhat similar. That you're given a task, you're put under time pressure, you got to design it, you got to build it, and you got to make it look spectacular, all in between 15 hours and maybe 18 hours. So, and then you've got about 7 cameras on you the whole time. So you can't make any mistakes.
And cameras. What raw materials were you given? What were you actually asked to make?
Well, anyone else that's watching it would say chicken wire and moss. That's more or less it. Chicken wire, a load of junk, and no, heaps of plants. There was loads of gear there, bamboo sticks, stainless steel mesh, coconut husks, loads of stuff, hessian, just loads of different stuff. So you really have to put your thinking cap on and see what you can use to kind of create what you're making, you know.
And like, what was the point from your point of view? Let's get past the first week or two and we're laughing. Did you get past the first week or two? Were you laughing?
Oh, we did, yeah. Well, you see,
get past the first episode, that's all you want.
Yeah, yeah.
You're jumping into the next challenge, and then, you see, I think as the challenges go, and I think everyone was kind of in the same boat, so you're working away, you're concentrating on what you're doing, and you're kind of going grand as long as you know you're going to get finished. And then you think everything's grand until judging. And and no matter if you think I've done the best job possible, once judging comes up, so how they build that tension is like they really have it down to be, because they're literally everybody is like, oh my God, oh my God. So
hold on a second. Like, that means there were 20 people, 10 pairs of people, and all you want to do is each week does somebody get kicked out?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Right, unfortunately, yeah. And Vic is Vic Reeves one of the judges, or is he just there for comic kind of input?
Comic input himself and Natasha, yeah.
He himself has an artistic background. He's kind of, as you kind of got to know him as the challenges went on, it was nice to have conversations with him about that.
right.
about what you're doing. And not that he gives you input, but he comes across a really nice guy.
There were lots of different guest judges, I suppose. The main resident judge is Kristen Griffin Vandegott, an American floral designer and wedding floral designer, something like that.
Yeah, I think going back to your first point there, Dave, when you kind of say like amateur gardeners, I think like a lot, like we would have come from a slightly professional background on that one, but we were definitely amateur florists. So, and it was a very florist orientated.
I'm just thinking, but like, if you have some kind of background and all that, like, how do you prepare for a show like that? Like, the practice, did you practice beforehand?
No, we didn't. Our thing would have just, okay, so you have different experiences, like, so using steel, using timber, using plants, so you just kind of take a little bit of everything that you've got and stick it all in together, you know what I mean? So.
And with something like Bake Off, the contestants are all in competition with each other, but they're all pretty good pals. Did the competitive element drive a wedge between contestants? In fact, did they even want that? Or was there a collective spirit?
Definitely, yeah. Everyone got on really well.
You kind of have to in that kind of high-pressure environment to kind of get on with one another, but you're still in a competition where... And yeah, they do want to kind of ratchet up the tension by you're not allowed to get certain materials at a certain time. They'll only open up the plant area and then everyone has to rush in and get what they think they need. And if you haven't got what you need, you might need to kind of do a bit of a barter with someone else or you just kind of end up kind of taking things from someone else.
Yeah. And as the only Irish contestants, did you try to include any Irish influences in your work?
Oh, we did a good bit, yeah.
Yeah, 3 and 4. We kind of brought in some mythical kind of stuff and brought by them back to kind of megalithic islands and kind of looked at kind of, that's where we were getting our concepts from. And then we knew at that stage it was going all over the world, so why not kind of talk about our own kind of culture and heritage a little bit?
Right.
Yeah.
And I presume you did extensive research and went to Nowth and Douth and Newgrange and all the rest of it.
Yeah, a lot of long hours spent up in the middle of the night trying to get it done.
Yeah, right, I'd say so. And I presume, like, you could, like, with the weather we've had and the quarantine and all the rest, timing couldn't be better for people who are getting green thumbs. Have you been sculpting stuff at home since the show finished?
Not yet.
We had planned on doing a few. We might get back to it, though.
Yeah, we're kind of busy with work.
Busy. I presume you've seen an increase in demand for your business since being on the show. Like, any kind of elaborate sculpting work on the horizon?
Not so much sculpting work, but yeah, we've a lot of big projects that are kind of we're working on at the moment, and then we've got in the pipeline. But in terms of doing what we did on the show, I'm thinking that it could be incorporated into something, or you know, we're just waiting for that call off someone.
You're waiting for that call. Okay, I'm not going to say how far you got in the show, but people can find out themselves by watching
exactly.
Netflix. It started on the 18th of May, so it's there. Declan Cooney, Owen Reardon, Fernandez, congratulations and thanks a million for talking to us. The Big Flower Fight is what it's called. Good luck. Take it easy, folks.
Cheers. Thanks so much.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.